I'm Tim Leskmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Dan Rensel is a regional director for the National Wild Turkey Federation. He says if you're going to be out there scouting for turkeys, the best way to do it is with a trail cam, a particular style of trail cam. I'll tell you what that is, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Dan Rensel is a regional director for the National Wild Turkey Federation. He says the best trail camera for scouting turkeys is one that is a cell phone camera. He says the problem with boots on the ground scouting is that turkeys are alert. They're spooky. And when you're trying to figure out when and where the turkeys are, where they're roosting, where they're traveling, and you're in their area, the interaction is going to change their patterns, no doubt about it. Human interaction is never good until you are actually ready to hunt. That's why you want to use cell cameras, because then you don't even have to check the card. Rensel always recommends cell cameras on video mode with the microphone on. That way you can get the interaction of the turkeys, whether or not the toms are just trying to establish dominance or are they truly strutting for hens. He says camera placement can mean all the difference. You're looking for known roosting areas. If you know where the immature trees are, you know where you typically find roosting birds. And you're looking for strut zones. Those are really good areas. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.